The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now it's time to say good morning to Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef of the Marker Hotel. Gareth, what have you got for us today?
Good morning, Pat. So today I'm doing a vegan dish. It's a butternut squash and cauliflower curry with chickpeas and basmati rice. So again, with the drop in weather, I thought it'd be nice to do something quite warming.
Okay, so what do we need? Obviously, we need butternut squash and cauliflower. Is that what gives the curry its kind of chunkiness?
Yeah, and I suppose the butternut squash really gives the curry a little bit of sweetness as well. So as it cooks, that's what will give off its sweetness. But really, any vegetables that you like, you can add in. But butternut squash, if you wanted to change that to sweet potato, it would work as well. But I'll give you the ingredients, and I don't want you to get a fry here because there's quite a few. But when I explain the method, it's quite easy. So you need 2 or 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, a couple of large onions, which you're going to chop, 10 curry leaves. Now, I know these are not readily available, but all the Asian supermarkets sell them, and they're worth buying. If you can't get them, don't worry about it. 5 cloves of garlic, a piece of ginger, 2 tablespoons of ground turmeric, a tablespoon of cumin, a tablespoon of paprika, and a half a tablespoon of chilli, 2 tablespoons of ground coriander. So that's your curry powder mix. You need a half a litre of or a pint of vegetable stock, 1 butternut squash, which I'm going to get you to peel and de-seed and cut it into 1-inch chunks, a cauliflower that you cut into florets, so you want them that they're about, so they'll fit on a fork, that's the general rule, so kind of fairly small, 250ml of coconut cream, so a tin of coconut cream, a tin of chopped tomatoes, and a tin of chickpeas, which you're going to drain and rinse, and then 200g of green beans, that's the other bit of veg that I'm putting in, and then salt and pepper and lemon juice. So how do we make it? You put on a medium-sized pan, put the vegetable oil in on a medium heat, and then you just let that come up to temperature, and then I want you to add in the onions and the curry leaves, and then you're going to saute them for about, 6 or 7 minutes till they start going slightly brown in colour and they're nice and soft. At this stage, what I want you to do is put in the garlic and the ginger, and then you're going to cook that for another 2 minutes. It is worth noting not to add the garlic in too early, because if you overcook garlic, it tends to go quite bitter, so that's why I wait till then. Lower the heat down a little bit and add in the spices. Now, this technique is about you're going to toast the spices a little bit. So you're going to add the spices in, and then some people add the liquid in straight away. But I want you just to saute those spices off for about 2 minutes. And straight away, your whole house will transform in aroma. You'll get all those beautiful spices coming up into the atmosphere. So then after that, what I want you to do is add in the chicken stock and the chopped tomatoes and bring it to the boil. And then when it comes up to the boil, add in your chopped butternut squash and your cauliflower. Bring it back to the boil again, and you're going to cook it for about 15 minutes. So after the 15 minutes, your butternut squash will be nice and tender. And then you're going to add in the coconut cream, the chickpeas. Cook it for another 10 minutes or so to reduce it down until it's slightly thickened. And then at this point, you just want to drop in the green beans. We're only going to cook them for about 2 or 3 minutes because I want them with a little bit of crunch still. And then you're just going to season it up with salt and pepper and then a good squeeze of lemon juice at the end. And that curry is ready to go.
Okay, and then rice, most people have their own techniques for cooking rice. So what a delicious wintry warming dish for vegans and for everybody else, Gareth. So thank you very much for joining us. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.